But first, blockchain is all the buzz in the world of financial technology, but could it also help our drought-stricken farmers? There are doubts raised by industry experts that the Morrison government's $3.6 billion drought relief package will be effective in providing relief. Australia is already home to the world's only agricultural blockchain company. Do they have the answers? I investigate.
The drought package is an ongoing thing. The age of bitterness has come to a close, and the age of working together and focusing on the future has come.
Last Friday, the federal government announced a planned injection of $3.9 billion into the Future Drought Fund, a project tipped for 2020 that will aim at creating a sizeable buffer between farmers and the highs and lows of Australia's agricultural sector. The initial investment comes from money earmarked for the NDIS, but Mr Morrison insists the move won't leave the scheme short. In response, Australia's emerging fintech or financial technology sector is opening the doors for tech startups to invest in agriculture. Murray Herps is the Director of Entrepreneurship at the University of Technology, Sydney. He believes Australia's attitude to tech startups has changed remarkably over the last two decades and should reflect in government policy.
It's interesting. I started my first company when I was 16 that was putting some software online and then surprised to see that people were paying for that software. Back then, that was about 20-something years ago, there was no kind of support for companies like that around the place. You couldn't walk into something like the Sydney Startup Hub, which you can today, and see 3,000 people that are working on startups.
Since then, Australia has become a breeding ground for technology startups, including companies like Afterpay and Lendi, Australia's number one online home loan platform.
What does the ecosystem look like today? I'd say there's a wealth of support, and there are more people getting into startups, but I think there's a slight challenge in the number of people that are getting into startups and making the most of that support.
Nick Girietta is the CEO and Managing Director of the Australian Digital Commerce Association. In his opinion, blockchain technology, a cryptographically connected system of online records already used extensively for business record keeping, is perfect for alleviating the financial burden of farmers.
In some ways, you know, that skeptical farmer attitude, if you want to call it that, might even be perfect. What blockchain is all about is a mechanism to create transparency and trust between people who don't know one another.
Blockchain has already seen use in Australia's agricultural sector, with the world's first sale of a commodity using blockchain completed in 2016 by Sydney-based startup AgriDigital. Bridie Olsen is the company's project manager.
At AgriDigital, we were able to execute the world's first settlement of a physical commodity on a blockchain. The farmer walked away. Having delivered his product, he was paid at that very instant.
Instead of traditional payment methods during harvest season, which can take in excess of 2 weeks, AgriDigital's blockchain ledger allows growers and livestock farmers almost instantaneous payments for their transactions. Jake Young is the senior project manager for Fletcher International Exports, a grain yard in Dubbo that was the first company to adopt AgriDigital's blockchain ledger.
At Fletcher's, we like to try and be the best at what we do. So when we were approached by the team at AgriDigital to be the guinea pigs for this system, we were really keen to come on board.
This homegrown development is an important step forward for Australia's future, according to Murray Herps, who sees domestic solutions to agricultural debt and the burden of drought as a key to ensuring a dynamic and effective system of drought relief future programs.
You look at a future Australia where all of our farms are enabled by technology that's owned by overseas companies. All the kind of automation that might be taking away jobs and the efficiency increases and the new kinds of crops and everything else that could be going into these farms. If we don't own those technologies, then I think we're not looking at a bright future for the country.
On the 28th of September this year, the Royal Commission into Misconduct into Banking, Superannuation and Financial Services revealed approximately 96% of agricultural debt is held by the major banks. To Jake Young, this symbolises the need for a new and dynamic system, as poor cash flow during drought becomes the farming sector's greatest long-term threat.
We haven't had any rain for months now. It gives a lot of confidence to growers that they're not waiting 2 or 3 weeks for their paycheck.
Margins in Australia's agricultural industry are notoriously narrow. Compounded by the worst drought on record, circumstances are dire. In the past, farmers had to be at the mercy of third parties in the agricultural supply chain, in which payment terms were constantly changing, leaving many farmers unsure of their financial future.
Yeah, I mean, our farmers are absolutely great at adopting technology where it makes sense. And they don't have the margins to adopt tech that where it doesn't.
Some companies did. It was a bit of a, yeah, we can do it sooner, but we have to deduct a bit of money or something like that. They're not going to their bank and getting an increase on their overdraft to cover them.
Jake Young has witnessed firsthand how adopting blockchain technology to streamline agricultural businesses has allowed farmers more financial independence, as well as an equitable financial ecosystem in which companies like Fletcher International eliminate the immediate need for long-term loans, which are traditionally the backbone of Australia's agricultural industry.
There is some freedom associated with being able to be paid a lot sooner. We have found that, yeah, definitely being able to be paid sooner, you kind of feel like you're taking on the role of the financial institution.
And what that does is it closes the gap between the timing of delivery of the product and the payment. It improves the cash flow situation for farmers, and certainly that buyer default risk, which is what AgriDigital set out to solve, that's not just an economic problem, that's a social problem.
I think the defining characteristic of a startup is starting with a blank canvas and doing something that is leveraging the opportunities of today to provide something that people want more than what they've been using traditionally.
Australia has already established itself as a global leader in financial technology, and programs such as AgriDigital's blockchain system are being utilised as a dynamic and versatile alternative to traditional government funding packages. Whilst the Morrison government has not revealed plans to buy in on Australia's startup revolution, the ability to increase cash flow, reduce the reliance on bank loans, and provide an equitable exchange between grower, supplier and consumer could be vital to Australia's future.
And this is the exciting thing about blockchain, is it's not just one area of the economy that's going to be impacted. It's basically every area of the economy.
Nick Giurietta, President of the Australian Digital Commerce Association, ending my report. I'm Max Tillman, and you're listening to On The Money, around Australia on the Community Radio Network. Now it's time for this week's Please Explain with Vincent Su, where we'll be looking into the intricacies of IMF bailouts.